flowers to go to Elwood Brothers and Shoes.
No, that's fine. place today.
I
talked to George on the phone from Andrews as I was going out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on the road.
Well, I didn't mind hearing him. He said, that's fine. And I can decide. Okay. Well, I had to decide along with him. They wanted to show me that committee report. He wanted to go down and see the two committee chairmen. I said he could and so forth and so on. And they're going to present a tax program later on. I thought it all through. So I said, okay, we'll look at it. What I'm getting at is this.
And I said, well, look, this is not something that
I am interposing on my own say-so. I am reflecting the president's personal view on this. And I said, you're just going to have to give me that list. See, I was coming at him for the list of names, because I'd asked him for a list of 10 names.
Yeah, I understand. I understand, but of course he's going to have to come in with the list. Well, so forth and so on.
Well, no, he wants to come in and pitch you for Gray.
I know the pitch for Gray.
Oh, doesn't mean well.
I'm for Gray, but I'm not going to go through a bloody confirmation fight for anybody. I am not going to do it on Gray.
Well, that's what I told you.
That's the thing. And we can check it out a little further, but who else? Don't you think there will be a bloody confirmation fight or not?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Is Gray the best man for the job?
I doubt that.
Well, there's the point.
I doubt that. See, my confidence in Gray was badly shaken in this whole Watergate episode.
Why?
Just because he was not tracking, and he was not
in the investigation. He didn't tell us the truth about what he was doing. He didn't level with Dean all the way through.
And he was spending an awful lot of time in Connecticut, which really bothered him.
Didn't stay on top of it.
That's where he lives.
He may have been sick.
Oh, it may be.
We don't know.
I don't know. But
of course, Gray had the finding, and we have to be fair. You see, the problem we've got to in Watergate and Gray had the idea that, which of course it permeates a lot of the people who don't know around here, because of the fact that everybody had to really protect Mitchell, that the White House staff was really involved in the shotgun thing, and the White House staff was trying to keep him from getting out. You remember he made a telephone call to me about it.
I thought we were covering up for
that. That's right. That's right.
Dick Waller did too. And we moved on to Waller's and Waller's too.
But, well, so you see, that's the thing.
Yeah, but
that is untrue, you know. He knows that he's, I think Gray's got to know that's untrue. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he thinks the White House ordered the whole goddamn thing.
If he doesn't know that, then that's another reason why my confidence in him is shaken.
You wonder, for example, what you're going to do about those top FBI people.
Sure.
You've got to get all of them out.
Sure.
In fact, you can't move on one. Or you go out and yank around. It's probably all yank anyway. I don't know what you're going to do.
It's got to be a total thing. If there's any question about it.
Well, I didn't want to raise an unpleasant subject. You just have to say it. I did it. Well, I want you to know, Ms. Bob, as far as it's concerned, they just need to understand it. No use to raise it. Nobody can get at me through any goddamn in-runs, but I don't want it done by anybody. I don't want, for example, George Shultz in-running John Early on a tax bump. And, you know, if it's a political tax bump, I don't want Henry Kissinger in-running somebody here about, something, or Pete Flanagan coming in doing something. It's just not going to be that way.
Sorry.
Now, you've got these people. The main purpose of this new organization is have us loaded. Now, one thing I think, will help a greater deal, Bob, is to pay more of your time. If I may respectfully suggest, why don't you just set up a so-called schedule and let Rose sit in on the goddamn thing?
And she won't come.
Huh?
She won't come. We've done that.
Okay.
I think you're...
How does she get her input in then on that? She just brings them into me and I decide.
No, she sends tons of stuff on schedule stuff. She plays it very well, very well for her, because she gets out of all the rush. She just says, I have nothing to do with the scheduling.
You're in a little bit of an in-between time here, because as you know, we're not holding staff meetings. That's the problem.
I'm not.
Well, we got to reinstitute them right away, and we could smoke this Shultz tax thing out at a staff meeting ahead of time.
Sure.
And we can avoid an awful lot of end runs if we do that.
Discuss it with you anyway.
No. I caught it like this, Bob, just as it went by.
Well, I asked Bob about it. Bob said, "Oh, get here."
Now, it just
didn't bother me. I thought he was only going to come in, Bob, frankly. I thought he was coming in until I saw the paper this morning to get me to put the arm on Cohen and ask him to stay, which I did.
That was the purpose. That's what he told me.
That was the ostensible purpose of the meeting.
What's the matter? Talk substance on the tax. I don't want the president to be in the position of putting the arm on the guy. I just wanted to go through
maybe that is what it was. Don't impute any bad motives to him, because we didn't do anything, and they ran through four or five options. And I said, okay, don't
Well, you had Angle in there, didn't you?
Yeah. Angle was in the whole
as a think the SAP meeting is a way to get at this, and we'll get those going again.
Except it won't get at the cabinet. And then what there's going to be now, inevitably, there was a start of last term, and there will be some flux, but there will be some this term. There's going to be a jockeying, and there's going to be a testing process.
Sure.
People have been told things are going to work a certain way. Elliot's obviously pulling in right now by moving Jonathan Moore over to the Defense Department. He has Moore over there as his
really?
Transition man.
Really?
Yeah.
You're thinking about that. I suppose you just you call the Congress assholes in and say, look, this is what we're going to do. It's a way of operating. It's nothing to do with your committee relationships and so forth and so on.
Okay.
And we just want to see whether you like it or not. It's a better way of doing it.
Okay. We'll come up with something. I am concerned about a guy like Butts who has to annoy himself at various points. We've been sitting on him pretty hard, as a matter of fact, because he was inclined in the direction of spilling the beans on this.
Oh, of course.
So I just don't know how long we can hold a guy like that.
How would you handle it, Sean?
Well,
it's impossible.
We have handled him. He's handled for the moment.
How would you handle all of it?
But the problem is going to be to run through confirmation on
December 15th. You don't want to announce anything before then, do you?
Well, I'm not so sure we can hold it. I'm very skeptical of our ability to hold it.
Well, okay, that's his chance of not getting confirmed.
I think your idea of...
No,
you can't do
that. The whole point is that this has nothing to do with...
You're going to have a leadership session one of these days. It could be done there.
It should be done with the Republican leadership.
Well, at a breakfast with Albert and Mansfield and so forth, and then let one of us go out and say, the president told the leadership this, and do it that way.
I would explain it to them this way. I'd say, look, we've had this reorganization thing. I can submit it all to you again. I know that you have doubts about it. So I decided that in my own operations with the cabinet, I'm going to try to implement these things. My partners, because I think it's a more effective way to operate. It will not affect your relations with the Congress. And if there's only a way to do this, I want you to know about it. He's going to have a primary responsibility as an extra assignment for natural resources. He's going to have
it's available to testify and so forth.
That's an important thing to that.
Well, let's give this some thought. We'll come back to it.
We basically joined the meeting. And just a few, not a whole hell of a bunch.
You might want to include Hollifield, because he's been so supportive of the reorganization. You could include
We can say that if the Congress, this is not only in Congress, it's wisdom after the season this operates, wants to change its way, do that, and we'll submit a plan, if you want, but maybe you won't want to, we'll just go on with
that's
it.
That's what
the answer is, see what you do. Republican governors. that they just know what the damn signals are.
We
get it mixed up.
We told Holton, he had this, we want a quarterly meeting, and we said no, flatly.
Quarterly meeting of all the governors?
Of the Republican governors.
All the Republican governors have come in months ago to discuss what?
Well, I said, it's artificial.
Yeah.
I said, if there ever were an occasion, and I said, you remember there was a big meeting in the state dining room one time with all 50 governors. I said, if there's ever an occasion when it's important for the president to meet with the governors, that meeting will be held. But I said, Linda, the worst thing we could do is structure 4 artificial meetings in a year.
They meet too often already. He knows that. For Christ's sakes, they have a Republican governor's conference twice a year, and a Democratic governor's conference, and a Southern governor's conference, and the national governor's.
And they have a midwinter conference, and they have a spring conference, and some other day.
Oh, so they want to keep their state capital. They wish to go someplace else.
Because you, the also, you've got to carry out these balancing acts with Rogers and other people like that. But on the other hand, on the political side, I'm inclined to think that Anne Armstrong, after seeing her, first of all, she'll get along well with Bush, no question. She'll get along well with Brock.
Right.
Wilson, I will have nothing to do with him.
Right.
In that order, so now I will never raise another nickel for him. And I don't know whether we want, I mean, that'll really break off in him. But how do we, I told Jerry before that, I think it's so
very finally.
Very finally. Well, the way you do that is you don't raise a nickel for him, and you let Wilson worry about incumbent congressmen, and you give Bush the charge to go out and recruit some congressional candidates. Set up a special
committee. Sure, not the relation with the Congress, I'll tell you. The incumbents would like to be able to get the goddamn votes.
We get the money for the incumbents through the other...
They're bought to be... You know what they should do, though? They're
the broad fundraising activity
for
the whole damn bunch. There should be one research office for the bunch, and one PR office for
the bunch. That's the beauty of it.
And one television office for the bunch. And goddamn, if they do that, they'll save half of it. They probably miss that.
Brock Plant does exactly that. George
Giant
can implement the Brock Plan. Even with Bob Wilson there, he can get a hold of a candidate selection thing then and let Wilson, it'll still pay off the incumbents better than they're paid off now.
True. But I saw John, I said John is absolutely right. Whenever you've got one bad actor in the bunch, it makes it awfully hard.
I agree.
Wilson is an ass.
He is so terrible.
I agree.
Can't we head that off? I would think we could.
I just picked it up today.
I saw.
We're so busy today. Now, with Harry Dandenong, so we don't have a political man watching this kind of crap.
Yep. It was in the Post, and it said that Bob Wilson indicated, it didn't say announced, but it said it was learned today that Congressman Wilson had decided to seek re-election as chairman of the Congressional Campaign Committee.
I thought that there was a group working in the House.
There is.
Who's doing it for us? See, so there's this one.
You mean on this side?
To beat Wilson?
Yeah, Jerry. You're the leader, supposedly.
But Jerry rushed off.
No, he's still there.
Are you sure you got him? I don't want to call him correctly. I want him to know, though, that I saw him. I was utterly dumbfounded, and I just want to know what the facts are. And that I think he's going to have a revolt in his hands. I think he's going to, and then we'll stir up the revolt. Jeez, well, for us to have a fight about something like that, it'd be just go to have a fight. Tell Kemp and the rest of Bud Brown and turn him loose. And God, that would be, we'll get into it only if we're going to win. See the point of a terrible television. I know that the symmetry, looking at the system of the business, the symmetry may be spoiled. But believe me,
where it spoils it is real. And that's when you do a phony thing, you don't sell. As a special assistant, it is real. That's, but you know, if you feel better with the assistant, that's fine. I think you make a mistake. Now, the assistants to the president have a different kind of responsibility, and you're not going to gin up the kind of responsibility for that, and you can't.
The problem is going to come when, let's assume she
well, frankly, is finding an assistant to the president?
Yeah.
Well, he shouldn't.
But that's a grandfather.
That was a mistake.
No, it's, well, yeah.
I mean, it really was. We did it for Peterson, and it was a mistake then.
No.
Now we've got it again.
No. Flanagan was an assistant to the president 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Flanagan,
that was because we had to give him a position.
He's on a grandfather clause now, leaving him with that title because we started to take that away from him. And you know, it's pretty rude. He's being moved out of his office, and that's not.
Okay. When they put her at least over there, he will be in the office next to mine. Give her the Wilkinson office. Why don't you do that? They have a feeling at least that by God she's in there and not stuck off in some damn place.
She won't be stuck off.
Because this is an outstanding office.
So we get the EOB plan right up because you're moving a lot of people in and out of the EOB. Let's commit to a good office in the EOB without going to a specific office. This plan.
Yeah, I think you got a property there, but I can tell. I have no
talk.
She, that's one problem.
Oh, she won't talk to the press.
No,
she won't leak.
That's right.
Oh, that's all I'm worried about.
Right.
But she'll contribute.
She's hard as hell to turn off when she's making a speech, but right. That's endemic, you know.
Everybody's hard.
It's not as bad as beginning.
But let me tell you that they're me, though. She knows when to shut up. She
you know, listen, if she worked out, she could manage a whole cluster of things.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
To be honest,
to
the consumerism, for instance. It's a natural. It's a natural.
You know, want to give it to her, what are you going to do with Virginia now?
Well, Virginia can work for her. That's not a problem. Virginia's been working.
Virginia's going to stay in the high house.
Yeah. She said, well, I don't know. That's an assumption I made. I don't know. You know, they find a replacement.
Stuff I was looking at, how things are going to look in the country, how you,
yeah.
put the overall stuff together.
I don't know how she can. She's pretty good at that.
I think so. She sure is from the political side, which is really what we're talking about.
Is she willing to do?
And she's totally dedicated to building the president. That's her interest. Yeah.
Well, I didn't catch from her any of that whining bitchiness of Dole. I mean, and,
there isn't.
I just wonder now, is she part of that cabal that accidentally lost the Congress because I didn't go out and make a speech for Fred Schmeichel?
No.
I must say, though, she at least what made me respond to her when I mentioned the candidates. I said, you see, from her candidate, she just laughs. So that's what about everybody does. Even both of them go out and laugh. They were terrible.
Holden said that today.
The most terrible death candidates we've ever had. Now, why?
You're going to have guys like Fred Dent, who are he's probably one of our soft spots, as a matter of fact.
Sure.
If I had to predict where it would come in the cabinet.
Basically, he's a soft man.
And so you'll have guys like that coming at us. The interesting thing is that guys like Vernon Jordan are not phoning me saying, hey, we want a summit conference. They're out there talking to the press.
Yeah.
When Vernon Jordan really wants to have a meeting, he will call me, and we'll have a meeting.
Yeah.
So just this is a lot of window dressing at this point, and they get a lot of mileage out of it from their constituency, from posturing like this.
But they have no interest in following up on it.
But you see, all the tokenism in the world, they're just going to satisfy that.
Of course
not. There's Jules. Now, if something happens that old son of a bitch Marshall, and if we put Jules LaFontaine on the Supreme Court, then we'll have some goddamn symbolism.
Sure.
That's for sure.
Very good.
And that's exactly where she's going.
Yeah. Well, the smart operators in that community, like Jordan, will tell you, if you ask them, not to believe anything you read about what they say. And he calls me occasionally and he says, I got a speech I got to give tonight. I'm going to rap you fellas. But he said, you understand why I'm doing it? Well, of course, I understand why he's calling me too, because
yeah.
He's getting $14 million a year for this.
Let me ask you this, John. Please find a couple of women.
I talked to Barbara Franklin yesterday.
Right, child. She's got to find her. There's got to be some woman.
She said she's got this.
She'll get in trouble if she's like, the only one we got to catch it. She stayed on.
Is that she? Yeah, we've got a bunch of them. But as does, what's her name? Ann said, you have a hell of a record. We were riding high. The only problem is.
We haven't quite ended with this.
Well, you didn't appoint one to the cabinet. That's what you're getting the flat from.
No, I wouldn't dream of having one in the cabinet. I would have.
Symbolic ride.
I'm talking about symbolism.
Sure.
I was turned to symbolism. The guy we got didn't give us a goddamn thing but a control in the ass. He made you a very good job because he's apparently a very good man. But you know, John, what cabinets are for, part of them for work and part of them for symbolism. We got our Southerner in Dan. That seems to be in a role. You can't say we don't have a Southerner.
Mm-hmm.
We only have a woman. I think Brander one was just one. Slip by in the night, I don't know.
No, Brenninger was a disaster. He's on there because of his Catholicism, which didn't...
Well, let me propose that we see how he performs.
He is? Performs?
Short run. I don't know whether he will or not. He keeps protesting that he's so damn competent that I wonder. Let's see how he performs, but let's agree that after 6 months, we'll take a look.
Yeah.
Because there's one that's a free throw.
Any way of getting withdrawn? No.
I get Tony to say he's personally objectionable. I can't think why. Now, I think you're stuck with him as a practical matter, and I think we ought to relax and enjoy it for 6 months.
Let me tell you, if I ever saw a woman that belonged in the cabinet, this is one. I mean, I haven't. A pat head would not be any. With her, but she'd be no contribution because you know she's just a sweet, nice thing. But this isn't it. I mean, I go overboard on women's intelligence generally and their balance. This woman is a tough. I mean, most of our people have seen her in the wrong sense. They see her as a fine television personality, that sweet Texas smile. I know these viewers with a deep Texas smile. They're that she is a tough, strong woman. I don't know where the hell she got it.
Louisiana,
someplace. Where's she from, Rich?
Louisiana. She's a Cajun.
Boy, I'm telling you.
Is she?
She's a Cajun. Goddamn, boy, I'll tell you, I was impressed by her. It was just really fun to have her girl. And I think it'd be good for all of us, you know, to have that kind of thing. Like I said, I wish we did this Bob Brown thing. I wish we'd had him around a little more because he's nice to have around.
Sure is.
So that's why I want Brandon around. Brandon will be good for us. He's going to cause us a hell of a lot of trouble, perhaps, but. The dent won't be much, so the Sprinter won't have anything.
Well, I'll tell you, sat next to him at dinner last night is Bill Simon, the treasurer.
Everybody says,
yeah. He says he's an impressive guy.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, he, the day after he was in and was announced, he walked right into Solomon and quit. Dumped everything, wiped himself out. The week before, they had moved into their dream house in New Jersey, which is a $2 million, 54-acre estate.
Yeah.
And he packed up, moved out, he came down here the next day. He's been working here full time with no pay, no confirmation, no nothing, getting ready.
Listen, I know he got his difference.
And he's so excited, he can hardly contain himself. I mean, yeah. He just is, you know.
The difficulty, I'll tell you what, I almost didn't do it when he came in, but I agreed to meet him with Frankie. I don't think he's going to be able to hack it because of a curious brittle quality, which shows itself by having to tell you what a hell of an amateur he is. And there's a brittleness there.
I've had Croton spending some time with him this week, and I've been interested in Bud's reaction. it is not, he's not,
not a barn burner,
totally wild about him. And it says that he's suffering from the fact that he's come from an entirely different environment. And we're putting him into an environment that is just to which he just does not relate in any way, shape, or form. And
that was true of all of us for you.
Sure was. Maybe it didn't have to be. Maybe
it is. What the hell was Amita called Poppy tokenism? She was a lousy EGW secretary and stuff. Unbelievably bad. But nevertheless, she was a woman in the cabinet. Christ, her God, we showed her off all over. Everybody loved her. Except we finally had to get rid of her. When I say we did, she finally left.
Well, that's been everybody's experience with women in the cabinet.
That's operating.
Perkins drove Roosevelt nuts.
Well, Peter didn't drive anybody nuts. She's just incompetent to run something. But this woman will not neither drive him nuts, nor will her competence be in question. I have a feeling about this woman. I've got to hear something.
But she's smart enough to realize that she doesn't have the competence to run something.
She says, I can hire people.
And she says, if I'm, where I'm successful at managing something is when I hire someone good to manage it.
That's right. There is
something right to realizing. Arthur, I mean,
that's
Roy Ashe's view.
Roy Ashe, he was an economist.
He's an economist, I'll hire one.
Well, that's good.
Well, finally somebody who can announce the tokenist or something. That's the way it goes.
Well, Ann?
There you can. Ann's butter is
staff would be damn good. She'd be very useful. She'll solve a lot of our problems. Yeah. We need to work out. I just don't want her to come in and be lost out on the fringe, like Bob Brown was.
Yeah.
You need to come in here with a portfolio.
Like Len Garnett was.
That's right. And Bud Wilkinson was. And Bob Ellsworth was. You name it. We've had him by the carload over the years.
Yeah.
Like Bryce Harlow was when you made him a counselor. And like Arthur Burns was, even though he did have a portfolio, it was so screwed up. Well, of course, Arthur was anyway. But
yeah, we were.
If they don't have one, they either float, like some of those people, or float away, or they money at the beginning.
No.
But what now? To end it.
Sure.
Everybody thinks it's great, so they don't know what it is. They go, Lily Reddit thinks it's the greatest thing he did, so they don't know what it is.
Oh, well. But we all know that what this is all about is trying to get the thing in a manageable proportion. It is more manageable than it was. We haven't made many mistakes. The record was probably was. I just have a feeling that it's Curly Barbie hypothesis, for Christ's sakes.
Well, except that
it's just a factor.
That's actually what put it in.
I know, but apart from that, I just sense there's a personality thing there with which somebody might have caught.
This is the problem. This is the problem of what you're looking for. I suspect what you're looking for is a manager, period.